Thanks for joining us as we continue our devotions through the Advent season. We're going to focus on peace, the peace that only Jesus can bring. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 through 25. She will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. In the Hebrew, the name is Joshua. In Greek, the form changed to Jesus. But in both languages, the meaning is the same. The Lord saves. Matthew clearly explained why the Son of God should be named Jesus. He wrote, "For he will save his people from their sins." Israel was in chaos. They lived under the tyranny of Rome. The Jews were taxed into poverty. They desperately wanted peace. Some thought the peace would come in a military general. Others were looking for a political leader to overthrow the Roman government from the inside. Still others, with the results of poverty, they wanted someone, they wanted anyone to deliver them from sickness and physical hardship. Today, it's not a lot different than the people in Israel. We're still living in a lot of chaos. A culture, political division, a nation with fears and doubts. Anxiety saturates a lot of hearts, and people want to be delivered. They want a savior to give them a job or fix their marriage or heal them from an illness, help them recover from an addiction, or help them get their shattered lives back together. But the common denominator is a desire for peace. And what people are really looking for is peace with the living God. And only Jesus can deliver that. Only Jesus can save us from the chaos of our sinful heart and give us peace. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for purchasing our eternal salvation by your death on the cross. May we never confuse eternal salvation, man's root problem, with temporary symptoms. Thank you for your peace. We pray in your name. Amen.